A new impact report shows students pursuing tertiary education in regional areas face more significant challenges than their metropolitan counterparts. According to the Country Education Foundation Australia, only 1 in 5 students receive financial support from their families, and almost 80% have to move to the cities to obtain more accessible higher education. Today, CEF is launching a campaign to raise awareness in hopes of lessening this divide. To hear more about the report, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke to CEO Wendy Mason.
So, Country Education Foundation supports young people across Australia, and we know that there's an education attainment gap that is very persistent. There's a relationship between postcode, where someone lives, and their educational outcome. And almost half of Australians from major cities have attained a certificate 4 or above in their studies, compared to only a third of those who live in regional areas. So we want to raise awareness about that gap and also ask everyone to join us in addressing it through getting involved with our Boot Bash campaign. We want to give education inequity the boot. Our student impact report, we went out to the 700 students that we supported last year. And it really showed us some fairly harsh reality for some of those students. Less than 1 in 5 of them receive financial assistance from their family, and only 2 in 5 receive government support.
And besides the economical factor that it involves education, what are the main barriers that rural youth face when accessing education?
So there are a number of barriers. I've mentioned cost being one of those, and really that is the major barrier. But there's also things that often a city person might take completely for granted. So we have students who we support who need to travel to actually access the internet. So a 50-kilometre round trip to be able to access a library and a computer and an internet is something that members of our cohort need to undertake. We have someone who's just graduated with a Bachelor of Agricultural Science who did not have the opportunity to study chemistry at high school because there was no teacher. Some of these things, if you said that to a person who lives in the city, they would be probably quite shocked. But those barriers do exist. I think the other thing that possibly can perhaps mean that accessing further education is not fully appreciated is that a young person, you can't be what you can't see. So if there's no one in your community that is there to encourage you or to give you some sense of a pathway, then that can be also a barrier.
So an interesting fact that it's mentioned in the impact report is that more than 70% of students wish to go back to the regions to work. Why do you think that is?
So I think a lot of our students, they're rural and regional young people. They love their communities. They love the lifestyle that they've enjoyed. They understand some of the skill gaps and the areas where there are needs for people to return. And so I think we see a lot of our young people studying in healthcare and education, in building, all those things that skills and actually education that a young person knows is required in a rural and regional area. We also support lots of people who may not have to leave home but want to absolutely stay living in their home community. So some of those may be undertaking a trade. But really, I think these country students, these rural and regional students, they don't necessarily want to live in the city for the rest of their lives. They want to actually develop some skills. They want to utilise their potential, and they do want to return.
Now, what are some of the long-term policies you would like to see implemented in the short, medium, or long term so more kids in regional areas get better access to education without moving into the cities to pursue it?
So I think there are a number of really promising models that really are helping people to access education post-school and to pursue pathways. There are a number of regional studies hubs. The work that we do is significant. I think also government needs to look closely at the potential that is available in rural and regional communities through the young people that live there and think really carefully about how they get behind supporting them to be able to really realise their potential. And I think that's something that we advocate for. We don't receive any government funding. We are very much community-driven, grassroots-driven, and we work with a whole lot of other stakeholders in the space of advocating for rural and regional young people's education. There's still a lot to do, and I think that actually us raising awareness around the gap is an important part as well. So our Boot Bash campaign is part of what we're doing to shine a light on this disparity between a rural and regional young person and a city peer attaining a certificate for 1 in 2 in a major city, 1 in 3 in a regional area. There's a big gap there.
CEO of the Country Education Foundation Australia, Wendy Mason there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.